Welcome to The B Word, the podcast for women in real estate who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own path, disown the things getting in the way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you had to overcome along the way. If you're ready to stop playing small and take action in your professional life, this is the place for you. Hey there, B-Word listeners. Welcome back to another week here on the podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Bolt, and I cannot wait to dive in today. I'm currently sitting in my living room in fuzzy socks with my white lab Georgia curled up at my feet because it's started to get a little bit cold here in Georgia, which I love because you know I'm going to be kicking in a fire in the fireplace this evening. But in today's episode, I'm going to share with you my 10-step process to purposefully repurpose my content. Oh yeah, I've got a system for that. You know it, guys. So listen in. It all really begins with what is your main piece of content that you're going to create every single week. You have to know that because you have to learn to crawl before you can walk, right? So you have to know what's the main piece of content you're going to create before you know how you're going to repurpose it. The hardest part of all of this is determining that. What's your primary content creation masterpiece? When you are changing it up every single week, it really does get difficult to then get a system in place and a strategy so that you can be very intentional with repurposing it. So I encourage you all to figure out what's your primary point of creation. I'm a podcaster. So for me, it's my episodes. It's those little bite-sized things that you guys listen twice a week to in order to learn how to be amazing entrepreneurs. For some of you, it may be your YouTube videos. You could be a blogger. Real estate agents may look at their listings and what they're putting on their website as the main piece of content creation that they need to do every single week. If you're an Instagrammer or a TikToker, it could be your videos. Whatever it is, it's generally centered around what is the pain point of your customers that you're trying to solve, because you want to show them how you're the best at it, right? Figure out what your main piece of content is going to be consistently, and let's go from there. I'm going to use the examples of my podcast because, again, that's my main content creation piece that happens over and over and over again. So it's the easiest thing that we can create a system around. But you can take this and modify it to whatever your focal piece is. The very first thing I do is obviously create the show notes. Now, some podcasters have actual show notes. I personally use a blog type format for my show notes because I like to engage my viewers in a visual way. I'm super visual. It's easier for me to like put things on post-it notes and move them around to understand the flow of things and how the outlines are going to look. So I treat my, you know, my viewers, my listening audience as I would want to consume material. And therefore I write it like a blog. I use headers. We've got photos on it. It's almost like you're just reading the article. Now I want to make sure when I do that, that the SEO is optimized because that's how people find it on the website. After that, the second way we repurpose that episode is we're going to create a transcript from it. We use a company called Sonix for our transcripts. Super easy, fairly inexpensive, and you can literally just then create a quick link to it so that, again, you're picking up that SEO, because the main focal point of our content is the episode. Now we're going to repurpose it into show notes, a blog, and number two, the transcript, because we're really driving website traffic to our website. We want them to find the podcast and find the material that we are giving you via the website. All right, the third thing we do when repurpose is we create 3 to 5 Pinterest-worthy pins. There is such an underutilized world out there in Pinterest. If you are not utilizing Pinterest to drive traffic to your business, then shame on you. It's time to start right now. We create 3 to 5 Pinterest-worthy pins for every episode that we do. One of them is going to be pinned to the B-word board that we've got, and the others are going to go to other boards that we've created and curate material for at all times that would be related to the topic we're talking about on that episode. So, for instance, today's episode is repurposing content. I might pin it to, obviously, the B-word board. I might pin it to the Realtor Business Tips board that we've got, and I might pin it to running a business. That's another board in Pinterest that we have, because it all is going to point people back to the episode and back to the podcast based on that material that is relevant to the board. So that's another way we've repurposed the episode. The fourth thing that we do, we create an Instagram post and a Facebook post based on the episode. Again, we try to do a little bit of a mixture though. So we'll do a quote or a highlight. Maybe we'll pull out the best 20 to 30 seconds to listen to that will hook the listener in to come in and listen to the episode. But those are the two other places that we try to put it. And along with that, number 5, we create an Instagram or a Facebook reel. Now, I know that my audience is going to not see everything at one time because that's just physically impossible. And the reason that we will do it in both places is because I also know from my days in marketing as a real estate agent that everyone views things differently and they catch different things when they're looking at your content. So I think I told you guys in episode 67 when we talked about planning the perfect photo shoot for your brand, I like to take one photo and I might shift the angle of it just a little bit. So slide something to the left, slide it to the right, make it go higher, create a little bit more white space in it. Because I know from my days in marketing that when people see things, their eyes are drawn to various aspects of stuff. It all comes back to being left-brained or right-brained and how you take in and your perception of stuff. So we don't worry that we're creating almost the same material every single time, as long as we're shifting it around a little bit. And again, that comes back to that branding photo shoot. We will take those same photos that we do in the branding shoot and we'll use various aspects of them for weeks on end in our material, as long as the photo somewhat can be contributed to what we're talking about. Because that way we've got a consistent look and feel to what we're doing, and you will subliminally understand that you're looking at a Real Boss Women product or a B-word product just by seeing the colors show up, my face show up, the confetti stuff that we use, some of our just unique logo branding materials. So I also recommend adding that into some of your content. All right, let's get back though to my list. Number 6, how we repurpose. We create LinkedIn articles and post, 2 different ones. One is a LinkedIn article, and we tend to make it just a different version of the show notes blog, and it goes on the Real Boss Women's LinkedIn page. And then we create a quick and easy post that I put on my personal LinkedIn. So I might pull out one aha moment or one quote or the top thing that you need to get from this episode, and I might create a LinkedIn post just for me versus a full-out article that mimics the show notes for LinkedIn on Real Boss Women. Number 7, we create a highlight email for our database. Now, here's where it gets really fun, because when you're good at using your email list to create business, we have segmented our database. So if you've come to us from something that is very real estate specific, and we highly suspect you might be a real estate agent, you get a tag in our database, Realtor. Everyone else just gets email list or another tag that we put in there. So we will actually create 2 very similar highlight emails that go out for every single podcast episode we do, if we can. Because if it's industry specific, like today's is not, it's not industry specific to real estate agents, it's just running your business and repurposing your content. So this highlight email will go out to the entire database. It will be the same email for every single person. But when we did episode 65, Scaling Your Business with a Podcast, featuring Lizzie Phillips, Lizzie is an industry expert in real estate. And so we created a highlight email to go out, one that was geared toward every business owner and entrepreneurial, and we worded it in a way that would capture their attention on why they would create a podcast to scale your business. We created a second email version that was very similar to that first one, but we tweaked the wording just a little bit to make sure that our real estate agents captured that one, because we very specifically said as a real estate agent. So you see how we took the same material and repurposed it once for our general audience and once for our more specific niche of real estate agents. Very easy to do. Once you get in the habit of doing things like that, it literally will take you 45 extra seconds, but it could mean the entire difference of someone opening that email or just skimming through it in their inbox and never actually opening it. All right, number 8, how we repurpose content. We do almost the same with our emails, but we do a text shout out for our texting community. I'm very engaged in my texting community. You will actually have me text you back. It is not one of my team members. So if you do want to get involved in that, you just need to text the word podcast to 678-736-8055. That's where you'll catch me. But again, we've got that texting community pretty segmented down. And so if there is a podcast episode that is very specific to one of our little communities within the community, we'll word it a certain way and send that out to the podcast community on my texting app. If it's something that's more related to just general stuff or social media creation or people who are really engaged with me in building their email list, if it's an episode that can get really specified down, much like when we did the email distributions, we will send a different, slightly worded text message to that version of our community because we want to really capture their attention and show them that we are actually thinking about them when we create these episodes, because we are, guys. We are literally, every time we look at doing an episode, it's how does this serve our people? Can this help them build their business? Is this something I wish I had known when I got started? And if the answer is yes to any of that, we'll do an episode about it. Number 9, same thing for Twitter. I'm going to create a little bitty piece of content all off of that one episode. It's going to look very similar to everything else we've put out, and it's going to go out on Twitter. And then lastly, number 10, the Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group for Real Boss Women, and I will take that same article or that same episode, tweak it slightly, and put it in that Facebook group so that it's not on the Facebook public-facing post, which is just a more generic, hey, come listen to the episode, here's what it's about. But in the Facebook group, I'm going to say why it's going to be helpful for them, who I think should actually dive in and listen to it, and I'm going to ask for their feedback from it. I'm going to get really engaged with them in the Facebook group. So those are 10 ways that we will retake content and repurpose it out. Now, you may be asking yourself, okay, that's great, Joe, but are you just taking the same piece that you created in Canva and putting it out there? No, we're actually not. What we have done is create some templates for almost everything that we do. That lives in our Canva account. And when we are pulling out content from our episodes, it goes into the various templates for each of the 10 things that we do here at Real Boss Women and the B Word. We're really looking for those aha moments, the tactical advice that we're giving, what's going to capture the attention of the audience and make them want to click in, listen through, or download whatever it is we're offering, or sign up for a course that's going to help them, whether it's free or paid. But we're using templates that we took the time to pre-create. So I do encourage you to take the time to do that, that will have a different look on all of the different platforms. What we're repurposing is the same content. Okay, guys, finally, I've got a bonus tip for you when you're repurposing your content, or heck, even when you're beginning to create that content. Always consider it from the perspective of your ideal client avatar. Now, I take my avatar and I look at it from two different lenses. One is the newbie lens, aka what can I pull out of an episode that would be super helpful to the female entrepreneur who is just starting her business? And the second lens I look at everything from is what can I pull out of that episode from the thought process of the more experienced entrepreneur? The girl who maybe has done this for a hot minute and just needs an extra little piece of advice from whatever we're creating. When we do that, we have found that we are far more successful at having those click-throughs, at having the episode downloads, at having you engage in the material, because we're really looking at it from your point of view. When you add that in to how you create content and you put the repurposing with purpose system that we just discussed in place, you're going to save yourself hundreds of hours every single month creating content. Hey, drop into my DMs on Instagram at It's Joanne Bolt and let me know which one of these was the most useful for you. And are you going to create your own system around repurposing content? I really want to know. I'll catch you on Thursday, same time, same place.